How the West Was Lost. 50 Years of Economic Folly and the Stark Choices Ahead. By Dambisa Moyo. Narrated by Anne Flosnick. Copyright 2011 by Dambisa Moyo. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Farah Strauss and Giroux and was produced in the year 2011 by Tentor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. A senior business executive tells the story of a conference where the head of an established and leading Western telephone company boasted about all the things the company could do and the innovations it had in the pipeline. He went on for quite a long time as he demonstrated the company's range and depth and brilliance. His speech was met with enthusiastic applause. Then came the turn of the head of a similar Chinese company. Undaunted, pointing to the Western executive, he said, "We can do everything he can, for 40% less." He promptly sat down. Preface. On 9 July 2008, the Chrysler Building, one of the best-loved icons of the New York skyline, was bought for $800 million by a foreign government. Thus, one of America's most emblematic buildings, symbolizing its power, its industry, passed into the hands of outsiders. It was not just any foreign government. Not Britain, not Germany, not France. Indeed, not any economic power from the West. The buyer came from the new power bloc of rapidly emerging countries, which are today threatening the more than 500-year-long economic reign of the West. It was the investment arm of the Abu Dhabi government. The Chrysler acquisition was a part of the estimated $1.8 billion spent on commercial property in the U.S.